right?
Yeah.
Just the microphone arm, it sort of it doesn't stay still.
Doesn't stay. Well, look, this is a
Are you going to sit that far away?
I'll move closer, but
I just thought maybe, yeah. Just hang on, let me ride the volume a little bit here. Can you talk for me?
This is another bad thing about a bit of floor sound in that. When we were in the studio,
there's a bird outside.
The nice polished. We should just start by saying we're in your bedroom.
Yeah. Wouldn't have said the bedroom though.
The setting has changed for us.
Yeah. I mean, we did the Christmas one, didn't we? And that was fun. But that was sort of like a token episode.
But that was in the good room as well. And so I would put the good room on a similar sort of pedestal as I would a professional radio studio. Whereas now we've been.
Well, we're relegated.
I was going to say demoted, but relegated, absolutely, to your, basically the foot of your bed.
Yeah.
That's where we're crammed in.
Yeah, I've got a throw on my bed. Did you see that?
That's nice. See this? Where'd you get that?
Home? Or no, house, I think it's called. House?
Yeah, pricey.
Yeah.
It's on sale though?
Had a gift card.
Okay, good.
So it doesn't matter.
Mm.
Does not matter. I guess we probably should say why we're here though. What happened?
Unfortunately, due to a range of different things that we've sort of spoken about, we've been told that Triple M Modern Digital won't require our services
for the foreseeable future.
Right now.
Just
right now.
What that means... I mean, you know, you could read into things, couldn't you? Like, you could. There was emails exchanged.
There was emails. Look.
And you thought, there was a lot of... There was tentativeness on both ends. A lot of, so that's it. Yeah. Oh, you know, for the moment.
We went into the Christmas break feeling confident. Done a good job.
Yep.
And then sort of started the new year. You know, most people start new year fresh, ready to go, excited.
We were fresh. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Just not ready to go because we didn't have a show.
Couple of resolutions that you could cross off straight away just because a physical and practical impossibility now. But, you know, we're here. We're still here. We're recording.
Yeah, that's the thing. We've got microphones still,
don't
we?
That's right. That's all you need.
So we don't have much glitz and glamour at the moment as such. We've still got the cameras. Mm. We're still rolling cameras, so we'll still have a little bit of footage. It's a bit of an invasion of privacy being in my room, but... Mum said we couldn't do it anywhere else.
Yeah, sort of. She was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Sort of dominating that area. We couldn't do it there.
No.
Good rooms. Well, it's the good room.
It is the good room. So it's a special occasion. Christmas episode was a special occasion.
Yeah, right.
But I was thinking, I was like, you know, this hasn't just affected us in quite possibly a negative way.
Right.
There's also somebody else from our radio show that is maybe thinking, you know, what's next for him? Radio Mike.
Mike, yeah. Mike was more the technical sort of brains behind our shows. He pressed the buttons, made sure we went on air, played the music, played the sound effects. Mm. So none of that polish will exist anymore.
Well, I've actually gone out and I've tried to teach myself how to do a phone call from our now home studio. And
that,
I thought we'd...
That actually looks like an electrical hazard.
There's wires everywhere,
but you've... We're recording.
We're on.
And
I can see us.
So you've patched in the phone.
Yeah, and I thought we might call Mike and just see, you know, what's going on with Mike.
I actually have a bone to pick with Mike as well, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that'd be good if we could call him.
All right, well, let's try him. Yeah. I don't know if he'll pick up, though.
He should do.
I hope this works.
If we're out of a job.
See?
He's out of a job.
Told you I got this working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few rings.
Hello?
Mike.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. How are you? Oh, I just asked you that.
It's good to hear from you, mate. Now, what are you doing? You sound very quiet.
I'm just at work at the moment.
Oh.
You've still got a job.
Wait. Yeah.
What?
Tim's there as well.
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Sorry. I should have said that. How are you?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Wait, hang on. Why have you got a job? Wait, I thought our show got... I thought that was it.
What do you mean?
Well, we got an email saying that, you know, thanks, but no thanks. And you're saying that you're at work. So what's happened?
did you guys get that email?
Yeah, we got that email. Did you?
I'm not talent, right? I'm a panel op. So right. I'm, you know, it's not as cutthroat for us.
Well, I thought
we're... Talent can talent any show, but a talent can't talent any show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Now, see, my issue with that, though, Mark, is I thought we're a team.
I thought loyalty was...
Yeah, I thought once we went, you'd go, well, you know what? Fuck you guys. And I can say that now, Mike, because we're not on air. You know what I'm saying?
We're in Daniel's bedroom recording.
What are you recording on?
I've got it. Like, it's about $100 mixer.
GarageBand, Mike.
GarageBand.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're struggling without you.
Guys, come into work. I'll panel it for you.
Look at that. It's amazing.
I just still need a job. That's all.
Hey, Mike, just a quick question as well. I've just got a little bone to pick with you. Because Daniel told me that he made you aware that we wouldn't be coming back. You sort of had a little text exchange with him saying, hey, man, you know, heard about the news, don't stress, all that, like kind of a comforting message. But I didn't receive that.
Didn't you?
No.
Yeah. It's an interesting question, and I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, good.
And I think the reason for that is because were you or were you not overseas at this point in time?
But that doesn't matter, does it? I was.
Well, you don't have Facebook. How was I supposed to contact you?
Oh, that's a plot hole.
Mike, Instagram, it's 2019.
You have Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah, he's on Instagram,
mate. I follow you and like your things.
I've seen him like your stuff, Mike.
You know what? You haven't liked any of my stuff in months, and that's why I did it.
Really?
Do you scour your likes, Mike?
Nah, I was just joking. Dude, I'm so sorry.
Hey, play cool.
Consider this my apology, and I'm so sorry both that I didn't text you and that you lost.
He's delightful, isn't he, Mike?
He is delightful. He's hard to be mad at. So what, are you doing anything else with yourself, Mike?
Like with my life?
Yeah, besides, you know, work and stuff. Are you keeping busy?
I've just started a little podcast myself.
What?
I'm going to go and suss that one out.
You've got a podcast?
I saw this on your Instagram, 20th Century Boy.
Is this another setup to tell me off for leaving the team?
Nah, it was actually...
Starting my own competing podcast.
Well, we're not happy about that. Yeah.
So it's 20th Century Boy, right?
Yes, it's 20th Century Boy.
There you go.
How's that going?
It's going all right. I'm waiting for like the twist or the thing that's gonna like uncover me, or you've got something on me.
Twist, mate. We're very supportive.
No twist at all, mate. To be honest, we're just, if anything, we're just a little bit bitter that you're still working at that place that got rid of us. But besides that, we're happy about the podcast.
Well,
absolutely.
I mean, if we were good enough at radio to have a twist, maybe we would still be in those chairs.
Well, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. But Mike,
you know what, guys? You know the thing about me is I'll work anywhere for the dollar.
Oh,
I don't care.
Okay,
I got no loyalty to anyone.
Radio call.
I want as long as it pays.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
I gotcha. So 20th Century Boy, mate, and that's on, where's that?
Mate, you can get it on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, YouTube, everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, everything, really.
You're on more than what we are. Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you ever need us to come on or anything, or if you can get us a job again, that would... Either of those would be great.
Should we send our resumes, Mike, to you?
Send me your resumes tonight.
Yeah, okay.
And if they're not in by tonight by 6 p.m.,
the
job will be closed. But, you know, if you guys send it in by 6 p.m. tonight, I'll be seriously considering giving you guys a job. Maybe you can co-host it. I don't know.
It's huge.
That's massive.
You know what the weird thing is?
What?
Only one of you can get the job. So it's going to be some pretty fierce competition.
Well, I reckon I'm in a good spot considering you don't even message Tim. So that's positive.
Hey, Mike.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no, finish what you were going to say.
I was just going to say, maybe I didn't message him because I find his skills intimidating, right? So maybe he's a better candidate for the job. I don't know. I'll have to read through his resume, but anyway.
This is you've really thrown a spanner in Daniel's face, right? He's filthy.
Yeah, don't worry, mate. We've got the GoPros going. You'll be able to see that online very soon.
Very good.
Mike, thanks for your time, mate. Excited to listen to the new podcast.
Dude, I'm excited to listen to yours.
Thanks, mate.
I listen to every episode 5 times and write reviews for them.
And you'll also, a little bonus feature, you'll also get a glimpse of Daniel's bedroom if you choose to watch this on YouTube.
Yep.
Well, believe me, it's a good bedroom.
It
sounds saucy, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, buddy. We miss you.
All right, miss you guys too.
See you, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Well, that was nice.
That was interesting. That was the first time we've actually done our own phone call, and that went all right.
Yeah, it was quiet for some reason.
It was a little quiet. It looks like it was all right, though, up there. But at first, I had my phone turned down.
Right.
Because it's all plugged into my mobile.
Oh.
So I had to actually turn my
phone. Learning.
Learning.
Learning. Curve. So When I came in today,
yeah,
and this is the other thing about recording in your bedroom and, you know, sort of downscaling.
Yeah,
can I use that?
Downscaling. I guess that's the fancier word to use than just saying relegated.
You don't have, you know, access to producers and things like that, so you've got to come up with a lot of stuff on your own. And you've always given me trouble about the newspaper. I love reading the newspaper. I bring it in.
You know,
this is my content source right here. And you said to me, I've got nothing today. So what I did was I got you a newspaper.
Hold up the newspaper. For this.
Yeah. So there's two here.
So The Age.
You've got The Age and The Herald Sun. Okay. Melbourne's Herald Sun.
Yep.
Do you have a preference?
I'm a Herald Sun kind of guy. You like to read the paper, so I feel like you're happy with the wordier stuff.
Sure.
Age is wordier, so isn't it? More pictures in the Herald Sun.
So we can have a flick. If you find something, feel free to chat about it.
Almost not my PlayStation.
But yeah, I mean, I probably should have had a flick through before I've given you the paper.
Are you hot in here?
Thought this could be.
Are you hot?
I'm okay.
Okay. I can't have the fan on because it distorts the...
Oh, right.
The microphones. I don't know how the newspaper helps them, but...
See, the thing about The Age is that it's very serious. Lots of serious stuff in here.
Yeah.
You know, straight away, Bombshell Rocks Royal Commission. There's a lot of stuff about the election.
Yeah, okay. So that's your first page.
So you're probably going to have the lighter, funnier side?
Yeah, well, on mine, I mean, depends how you feel about it being deemed lighter, but the Disney Pixar film Up, that features on my front page. Great new book, Collect the Set. So there's actually a book inside of the Herald Sun this today.
That's nice.
That is, I think it's a recreation of Up. So you wouldn't find that in The Age.
How much do you read books? Like hard copy books?
Okay, well, being in my room, have a look next to you, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of comic books, but I'm talking about...
Some books down there. I can tell you I've read maybe 5 of those, and how many do you reckon there are? 20?
Do you think people buy books knowing they're not going to read them, but as more of a display of, this is what I'm interested in, and I hope that you think I've read it, because if you do believe that, I am knowledgeable in these things.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think you can either, as you said, show that your interests. So, like, you can see there, I've got a wrestling book. I've got a film and TV book.
You've got Bret Hart's...
Great book. I've actually read that start to finish.
Have you?
Fantastic book. A lot of dirt on the old wrestling industry. Okay. But I do agree. I've got a mate who... He's got a bookcase, and he stands by, he's read them all. I know for a fact he hasn't. They're all psychology books. He studied psychology for like a year at uni, and then he dropped out.
Yeah.
If you're reading all those psychology books, you're not dropping out of uni.
Yeah.
You're passionate about it.
Yeah.
But he displays them to go, I'm an intelligent kind of guy that, you know, you walk in, you go, that's how he spends his downtime. Reading, intake of information.
Psychology,
it's a bit wanky, fellas.
I've got a lot of health science books, but I don't have them displayed.
Yeah, because you went through the health science.
Maybe I should display them.
Well, where would you display them?
Out in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, in the cooking area, and people go, oh.
Okay.
Is this what we're eating nutritious?
Yeah.
It's like, well, actually, glad you asked me, because as you can see.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to answer with any confidence, but.
But the thing would be.
It's there.
Is there not a risk of then potentially being exposed for fraud? For if somebody asks you a question, oh, I studied that too. Did you ever do blah, blah, blah? Can't even give you a fake question because I don't know. And then you go, oh my God.
Because what if they're actually qualified?
Mm.
There's nothing to show you that then they are or they're not. So they could be fishing for fraud.
Yep.
And a pretender.
That's so true.
So...
Don't display the books. I think that's the message there.
Yeah, don't display books. How do you feel this is going? Have you found...
I think we're struggling a little bit. I haven't really found too much. I've got a lot of mob stuff.
Have you been watching Married at First Sight?
A little bit here and there, just because my sister and mum are quite into it.
Tell you what, I'm glued.
Are you glued? Why do you watch that shit? It's not good TV. Do you think... microphone wasn't facing that
But
way.
That's just the thing. It actually is good TV.
Really?
Yeah, because it's got lies, deception.
But it's all staged. You watched that reality, not reality TV, but that mockumentary series, Real? Is that what it was called? Or what was it called?
Yeah, the one about The Bachelor.
Yeah, and it was sort of like an HBO series that documents what it's like working on one of those reality TV shows and how heavily it's produced by people, how much it's staged. How can you get into this knowing that this is all fake?
But hold on. Do you enjoy movies?
Different. They're not acting as if they're reality.
Well,
it's a story.
But they are acting as if they're reality. That's the whole point of acting.
Yes, but you go into a film knowing that this is a story. Like, this is somebody is presenting this story to me. That, they are trying to say this happened in real time.
What if they're just presenting a story as well?
But they're not saying that.
Clint Eastwood doesn't get up in front of the screen and say, hey, everyone, this is a story.
He doesn't need to because it's obvious. It's a recreation.
I'm going to agree to disagree. All right, I think it's great television.
Okay.
And had one of us been on Married at First, I'd probably be still on radio. I said a lot there.
I mean, what, 16 minutes into our latest show and geez, we're some hard tricks. Should we just get into the nitty gritty, mate?
Look, I've hit the television guide and there's not much here.
Have you seen they're making a new Ghostbusters?
I haven't seen they're making a new one. And I tried to watch the latest one.
With the female cast?
The female cast.
Careful.
You do have to be careful, don't you?
Yeah.
And I thought it was good, but it just wasn't. I mean, it's like, you can't beat the original, can you?
No. It's hard to ever follow up from a really good movie. But so you didn't like the female cast. The thing is with the new one, it's actually being directed by the son of the original's director. So it's like a passing of the torch type thing. Right. Yeah. So it has nothing to do with the female cast and they're recasting it as a male cast.
Right.
Uproar. Yeah.
It's a slippery slope. I mean, I think that the cast on the newest Ghostbusters was very funny.
Yeah,
I think
it's good
cast. all of those women are very funny. And there were some funny moments.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't. You know when you've got something stuck in your head? Like, Ghostbusters has been around since when? The 80s? Was that the 80s or the 90s? 80s.
I don't know. 80s. 80s. Yep.
So, for me as a kid in the 90s, you've watched that all through the 90s.
Yeah.
It's just, that's the Ghostbusters to you. Mm-hmm. So when something else gets put in, so like, well, it's always going to come second to the thing that is just ingrained in your head as this is the Ghostbusters.
Mm. Well, how do you feel about the likes of like a Creed? You know, that Creed movie that came out? It's like a Rocky-esque movie, it's the same story, but just told a little differently.
I think Sly needs to stop.
Interesting.
I think he peaked a while ago.
Yeah.
And he just needs to, I don't know, go do public speaking or something. Talk about...
Public speaking, really?
Well, maybe not.
Maybe not.
But just stop making them. Because they're the same thing. And what I think is cool is that there will be kids like us who, when we were like, 12, 10, who see Rocky for the first time, and that becomes really special for us now.
Mm.
There will be kids who see Creed, and they wouldn't have seen Rocky. And so Creed will be the movie that they go, nothing will be like Creed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same with Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
There'll be kids who haven't seen Ghostbusters and see the new one and go,
they're my Ghostbusters.
That's my idea for Ghostbusters. That's my idea of what a Ghostbuster is.
Yeah.
You know.
There's a lot of information there, wasn't there? A lot of opinions. I'm flicking through this newspaper and I'm not even looking at anything.
Okay, let's actually just, I mean, for you listening, it's probably frustrating. But just enjoy the sound of the paper sort of turning because I think it's quite nice and we'll be with you shortly with Someone Will Find a Story.
So do you do this every morning, newspaper? And did you buy both just for this or do you get both delivered?
I went and bought both.
Okay.
But I deliberately... See, my coffee shop supplies papers. So I usually go there, have a little flick through, so I don't need to buy it, don't need to subscribe, which is nice. Save a bit of money. But today I went and bought... I've never really looked at The Age before, to be honest. It's a little bit too intelligent for me.
Yeah, okay. So you're not going to try and fake your way through that. It is a very intelligent newspaper. Yeah. Just when you say you go to the coffee shop to take in your newspaper...
Mm.
Do you get through the whole thing usually? Like you sort of back to front?
Yeah, but I won't...
Front to back?
I'll flick through the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I won't read... Obviously won't
just
read
things
everything.
That spark your interest a little bit.
Yeah,
so...
There is an article here, actually. Okay, well, it's not really that. It's a picture of a pool, basically, a public pool. And you told me earlier that you've started swimming.
I have.
How have you found the experience at a public pool? Because there's a lot in going to it for a swim in a public pool. You know, I swim quite a bit.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of things that, you know, I experience and that I think some things that need to change. But what as a newcomer, what's your experience been of the whole public pool?
Well, the experience? I guess, is yours an indoor or an outdoor?
Outdoor.
Fascinating in itself. That.
Okay, so you prefer the indoor?
Are leaves an issue for you?
No.
Or is there a skimmer?
Well,
somebody's skimming.
The lifeguard sweeps them away from the drain, sweeps them out of the drain. But there's a bit on the bottom of the pool. I just find indoor pools, I actually get quite hot.
Even though it sounds silly
because you're in a pool.
Yeah.
So technically you should
be
cool.
I like that though. I like to be warm.
Okay.
So you like the cooler environment when
you
swim.
Your family do like warm water.
Yeah.
Like your pool is like 50 degrees.
Yeah.
It's like a hot tub,
32.
But it's a pool.
It's pretty ideal.
That's.
But I have found certain things. What I don't like about the indoor pool that might be eliminated in an outdoor setting is the surrounding footpath, if you will, or around the pool. The pool area.
Right.
Gets a little cluggy and a little... There's clearly a lot of dirty feet around. And so there's like brownish water around that you're sort of walking, treading through as you go to get your thongs.
Yeah.
That I don't like because it's a white floor. It's very visible.
You can see it.
Yeah.
That's tinea. That's where you get tinea.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. So it's foot fungal. So just be careful with that. It's probably something that, like, I should tell you about because you'll notice it and then you'll go, I need to go to the doctors. But no need. Just get some Lamisil. This is not an endorsement for Lamisil, but it's good stuff.
Lamisil.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll probably go to the doctors this week just to touch base about it.
How do you go with sharing a lane and a public pool?
Yeah, that's... I'm going to put the newspaper down for a minute because...
We've hit something here.
Yeah. Quick, capitalize on it. We have.
Catch up on it.
Well, I actually went today and I went. So.
That's it. Milk it.
Yeah. What happened? Oh, I'm dripping sweat. Georgia and I started swimming together. That's it. Because we both go to the same gym. We're like, should we? You need some moral support to first venture into the pool because it is a bit of a.
Yeah.
You're stripping off and you're very vulnerable.
Yep.
So we did that and we've done that a little bit together. But I went the other day and I didn't have my lane buddy. Because when you're with someone you know, you share the lane. And it's fine to share a lane with someone you know.
And you actually take up enough room for people to go, that lane's a bit full.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? If you're by yourself, people go, one person.
Could squeeze
I'll
in.
Share. I'll make sure I'm up at the other end when he's at that end. And
yes.
We'll just... Whereas you got two... That looks like, you know, three's a crowd.
Yes, you know? Yes. Yeah. So what happened yesterday, I went by myself.
Okay.
And I managed to have a lane. It was great. I was swimming. And then it's in the middle of the day. So there's not many people there, but there's enough to have all the lanes pretty full. But there was multiple with just one person in it, including my own.
Yeah.
And I'm swimming. And as I'm going through my freestyle, you sort of come up and you get that breath.
Yep.
And as you breathe in, I see this older gentleman walking into the pool area with his bag. And he's already shirtless. They're very comfortable in the older age.
Yep.
And he's got his Speedos and stuff. And I thought, what's the bet?
He's a veteran. Pool veteran.
Pool veteran. And I finish my lap and I get to the end. I'm sort of resting at the end because I rest at the end of
each
lap.
Take up as much room as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Out, yeah.
And I'm looking at it. I've got my goggles on, so I feel I've got pretty good coverage in my peripheries. And I'm sort of just monitoring this older guy. And he starts patrolling the end of the pool. Sort of, he's doing the assessment.
Yeah.
Where can I slot in?
That's what I do too.
Who's a vulnerable target?
Yep. Look at the pace as well. Look at the pace of each lane.
Mm.
Because it's not always the case that people go to the right lane. Because... you know, for those who haven't been to a public pool, they label them. They go slow, medium, fast.
Yes.
And sometimes there is a fast guy in the slow. Just because of the convenience of there's no one in the slow lane, so I'm going to jump in there.
I'm guilty. Are you guilty?
Yeah, a little bit.
I've done it because... Well,
make your own assessment.
Yeah.
And then get in the right... Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, I don't think it mattered to this guy.
Okay.
So he's... For some reason, I don't know what I was displaying. Maybe it was the fact I'm younger. He thought he's not as experienced. I got him here.
Yeah.
And he stopped up the top of my lane. And I was resting, just head up, sort of chin rested on the...
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm not going to make eye contact with you. I don't want to give him the option. But I was spread to him. I was like, my arms were spread across, trying to not give him that option to... And he put his drink bottle down at the top of the lane. And I thought, he's making the move.
That's move one, yeah.
And I thought, all right, I get it. This is a public pool. This is what happens. It's what happened next that I didn't love.
Mm.
He placed flippers at the top of the lane.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Wearing flippers.
What's wrong with that?
In a lap pool.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Nah.
Did he put like? I take.
You do not take flippers.
No, I take my swim bag. So I got a net bag.
Yeah.
And it's got a pool boy, which is something that you put between your legs. It's a floater. And if you want to just get an upper body workout, so you're not using your legs at all, you just use your arms. You put a pool boy in. I've got paddles.
You don't. The circular paddles that you sort of put on the hand and you slot it on.
Mine are nice. They're not circular. They're sort of more of a hand shape. They're sort of a nice aerodynamic.
What's the point? Why not just use your hands?
Well, they're all from, to be honest, they're all from when I used to do swim squad. So,
I've come into this too hard and I've picked a fight with a swim squad.
They're all for different things. You know, when you want to get a different type of workout. Flippers are used when...
It's cheating.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's cheating.
It is. I don't really use my flippers much, but if I want to do a long distance butterfly, where I know that's fatiguing, I'll put flippers on if I want to get a lot of laps out doing butterfly.
Okay.
Where I know that I definitely won't be able to do it without flippers. That's where you or you know.
Why butterfly? Aren't you mostly? But if you're doing the correct
breaststroke. Butterfly is the one where you come over with both your arms like that. Yeah, like that. That's what all the pros
That's
do.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like Jeff Ugel. But you haven't heard that name in a while.
Jeff Ugel. Yeah. I have not. Okay, my biggest argument here was the flippers because, I just set the scene for you. When you're sharing a lane, is it not common courtesy to wait for the other person to get up one end and then you sort of, you pass each other?
There's
alternating ends.
There's no right or wrong way to take off. You just don't take off at the same time, obviously. But what's interesting in a public pool, and everyone has a different way of doing it, is when you catch up to someone. When someone's too slow for your lane, what do you do?
Hmm.
Some people hit the foot, like they hit your foot.
No.
So they're swimming and they just whack your foot. So you can feel it. Say, I'm here. I'm right on your tail. I'm here. And they hit you on the foot. And then you sort of, you know, slow down and they'll overtake you if there's room. Some people just overtake you and they do it in a real sort of aggressive way where they're splashing and you almost get pushed over by the wave that's created when they go past you. Have you had to...
I haven't experienced this.
Haven't done that yet.
I'm lucky enough in that I've said it on here before. I'm in a leisure centre.
You keep your distance, it sounds like.
Well, I do keep my distance. I'll wait for them to get halfway to three quarters of the way up and then I'll kick off. And I'm not there for a fast time. I'm there for a longer time. So I like to...
Yeah, for a good time.
Yeah. So I know that I'm probably... Not only am I not going to catch them, but they're not going to be able to get back and then catch me again.
Yeah.
That's the idea, Tim, of waiting for one person to be up the other end. So then there should be a nice...
Yeah, nice
five. I mean, are you in a 25 or a 50 metre pool?
50. Yeah.
50?
Yeah.
I'm not in a 50.
Okay.
25.
Is there a 50 there, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
50, that's...
You know our mate Selby.
Yeah.
He was a really good swimmer. Swim squad. Yep, big swimmer. And then he got a job at a leisure centre as a lifesaver. And, you know, as much as I try, he just won't come swimming because he knows what goes into those pools.
Wait, he knows what goes on in the pools.
Well, obviously there's a stack of chlorine in there, but he just reckons you'd be surprised by how often, how dirty they are.
What's go on? Go on.
Well, obviously people secrete, you know, in there.
Does secrete mean poo?
It can mean.
Or it just means...
Can mean that. You know, yeah, there's...
Something.
There's snot. There's...
The snot is a big one, I would think. Because even in all my time in pools, even in an outdoor pool, house pool, how often do you see somebody come up out of the water?
Do a bushman's blow. Yeah.
Not even. They've been blowing under the water. You know, everyone's breathing out of noses under there. You're not really breathing out of your mouth. They can't...
Yeah,
a bit of snot under the eyeball or something. Yeah, like it's just a stray bit of snot.
Yeah, does happen. I've also, you know, been swimming and then have come out the other end and I've had sort of hair, sort of between the fingers and gone, oh, where's that come? That's a little sort of surprise.
See, I can't do hair. That's one thing I can't do.
Yeah,
but I did actually. It was yesterday when I was in the pool by myself. I did have a momentary snot scare. Where I'm not sure if that's what it was, but I was swimming and I sort of, as I, again, came up to get that breath. And as I turned through the water, my goggles just caught this little green lip and it could have been anything.
Don't breathe in.
Could have been anything, but, well, yeah, that's the other thing. Your mouth's open at that point, you're getting the breath.
Yeah. There's a lot to unpack in just going to the public pool.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one.
Yeah.
Showering afterwards, right?
Yeah,
There's the proud lions that walk in the men's change room.
Oh, okay. Here's
don't have an issue with just being naked, having everything out.
Yep.
You know, bending over, drying every inch of their body.
Yep.
And then there's ones who are more discreet. There's people who stand up on the bench with a towel because they don't even want to touch their feet on the ground. You know, the change room routine that people go through at a public pool can be fascinating as well.
Well, and do you venture into the change room? I personally don't. I wrap the towel around me and I put my t-shirt on. I go to the car, sit in the car, come home, have a shower.
Right.
So you shower at the gym?
I go in and I shower because I get rid of the chlorine off my bathers because, you know, chlorine eats your bathers.
Yeah.
Right.
And I throw them in the wash.
Okay. Mum doesn't.
Well, I don't really understand. So what, you rinse the bathers?
Yeah. So I go into...
So you shower in your bathers?
Shower my bathers, but then I take them off.
And, that says something about you.
And wring them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I take them off while I'm in the shower, though.
So you bend over while in the shower in a public...
No, I don't bend over. Actually, I guess I kind
of
do.
I don't understand how... Unless you're sort of shimmying them.
You've got to take them off.
What's the shower setting? Give me the shower setting.
Well, it's one of those big communal showers. So it's like, you know, imagine...
A line of...
Imagine three walls.
It's like prison.
Yeah, like prison. They just have, boom, single showers along the wall.
Yeah.
Just with a button, bang, hit that. But I am conscious of going at a time where it's not busy.
Okay.
You know, where there might be one other guy in there. And it's just...
Is that not worse? I don't know. Is it more strange to be showering naked with one other guy in the shower? That almost feels more like sexual,
true,
almost.
True,
or just a bit intimate.
There's less to look at, so their eyes might diverge.
If there's a line of naked men, varying ages, well, you know, we're here for a reason. But that sounds almost...
Yeah.
Like, would you feel the need to engage at that point? Hey, mate, could swim?
No, I never do. I never do that.
Do the same rules apply as they do at a toilet urinal? You know, look forward.
I look forward. Yeah. What I don't like in the showers is when people do their home shower routine at the public shower.
Yes, I can imagine. Like the, what?
Like the blowing out the bushman's blow in the shower. They obviously do that at home.
Yeah.
You know, they've got all the soaps there. They got the shower. Like, don't...
The toiletry bags.
Just do that at home.
Yeah.
Just go home and do that. This is for a quick rinse.
Uh-huh.
Don't have a 20-minute shower here.
Quick rinse,
yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, that is true. But I guess if somebody's going to work... Everyone has their morning routine before going to work.
This is true.
Are you not entitled to bring everything? You know, like, is there people brushing their teeth?
No, I've never seen that. I swim at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, like now.
Yeah,
like, you
know, so we've got it. We lead one of those funny lives. Yeah, don't we? It's hard to call it.
You know, those unemployed lives.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we touched on that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shall we wrap it there?
Yeah, I think so. It was good catching up because.
It was good catching up.
Hasn't been done in a while, and you know, for those of you who did enjoy our time at Triple M Modern Digital. Mm. We thank you for listening.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, you never know. They left the door open.
You know, someone might be sick.
I don't even think we're on that.
Need to fill in. We're not on that.
I don't think we're there. I don't think we're the emergencies. I think we're just outside the sort of the reserves.
Yeah, okay.
You know, sometimes retirements happen.
Retirements happen.
Yeah. But I'm thinking we may be enrolled for, I don't know, some sort of reality TV show.
Well, I was going to say we should do The Block or something. I reckon if we do a reality TV show,
that might
win with a chance to get on commercial
sad,
radio.
Isn't it?
That's why the cookie crumbles sometimes.
It is.
Yeah.
Or we just keep doing this.
Yeah. This is good.
Very good. Yeah. It's a bit warm in my room. Let's turn the fan on and finish.
Dan socials, just quickly before
we just
go.
Quickly. Yeah, so Tim Dan Graham on Instagram.
There it is.
Tim and Dan on Facebook. You can search us, find us on YouTube and
iTunes,
where the podcast is. We got to get the... Mike listed a lot of platforms. His podcast is on
a lot, isn't it? Yeah. 20th Century Boy. If you want to have a listen to that, I'm sure it's a piece of art.
Yeah.
Mike is very good.
He's neurotic as hell. It's perfect.
Production-wise, it's all there. I mean, I need to go listen to it still. I've just got back. He's right. I was overseas.
I've listened to it. That's the issue.
Oh, okay.
That's the friendship
right.
differential between us.
I'll go like a few of his posts as well. He mentioned that was something that was irking him.
Yeah. So. Very good. All right. We'll see you next time.
All right. See you.